Okay, now let's go back to 1403.
Clarify definitions, administrative authority, and make housekeeping changes.
This is a long one. Is this really going to take 30 minutes?
No.
To the transit lodgings tax code.
Thomas promises much less than that.
Much, much less. I'm Thomas Lanham with the Revenue Division of the Bureau of Revenue and Financial Services. I think we initially anticipated there might be some testimony, but I don't think that'll be the case today. So there are two items before you today. The first is a transient lodging tax code amendment, and the second is a conforming amendment to the Tourism Improvement District Code. I'll speak to the TL code first, and then we'll talk about the Tourism Improvement District. The amendments before you today really accomplish four things. First, a recent ruling by the U.S. District Court in City of Portland versus HomeAway highlighted that clarifications are needed to a number of definitions in the code to better hold short-term rental websites accountable for tax and regulatory provisions in the code. The key definitions being clarified are booking agent, host, hotel, operator, rent, and room. These changes are consistent with the prior intent of the City Council in hearings related to short-term rental platforms and merely are clarifications. Second, a number of housekeeping items are cleaned up related to modernizing language and using gender-neutral phrasing. Third, some hotel operators are confused by the current mid-month due dates on their tax returns, and so these amendments would move the due date to the end of the month, and that's a very industry-friendly amendment. Fourth and last, we're clarifying the division's authority to levy presumptive taxes in instances where taxpayers refuse to file a tax return. Presumptive taxes are based on the best information available to the division absent an actual tax filing. This is authority we currently have. We just want to make it express. And turning to the Tourism Improvement District Code amendments, the changes being proposed to the TID simply mirror those that are in the TL tax code. And those changes are for conformity and ease of administration. I would specifically note that the changes being proposed to the TID do not involve tax collection obligations for short-term rental websites. And I will stop there.
Okay. Good enough, Thomas. Thank you. Any questions?
Thomas, I've been reading in the last week or two about some settlements that other cities have entered into with the short-term rental industry. And you're tracking those closely?
Very closely.
And getting all the help you need from the city attorney's office?
Absolutely.
And if there are standards being set elsewhere, you'll come back to us with recommendations?
I certainly will.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Did anyone sign up to speak on these items, Carla? Either one?
Charles.
Okay. And we'll see. Did you read 1404 yet? Could you read that one as well?
1404, amend Tourism Improvement District Code to update definitions and change the due dates and delinquency dates to match those in the transient lodging tax code.
Okay, Mr. Johnson, are you here? I don't believe
he was.
He is
upstairs.
Anyone else want to speak on these items? If not, then 1403 and 1404 pass the second reading next week.